I just went to the restaurant, and this one of the waiters, he's saved, man. And I told him, I said, you know, let me tell you a secret if you want to hear it. He said, yeah. Because I talked to him about the Bible, you know. So anyway, I'll tell you what I told him. I had to talk to him real fast because he's at work. But I'm going to kind of elaborate on this a little bit. So the cross is playing out in front of you right now, 24/7. Because Jesus came down. He split space-time. He came down. Went through the cross, the cutting, the piercing, shedding blood. And he rose from the dead. He rose up from the grave, went back to heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit. So now think about it. So what is, when I say the cross is playing out right now 24/7, 7 days a week. So what's happening? He split space-time. He came down. So there's the negative part. He left heaven and came down here. There's your negative part of the program. He went through the cross, the cutting, the sacrifice. So you see people killing animals to eat. You see trees dying. You see people dying. You see cutting. You see accidents. You see shootings. You see violence, right? So you got the negative side, you see the cross, the cutting, the piercing because of our sin, you know. But then you see the positive side. He went through the cross for us and he rose from the dead. So you actually see it in the music, you see it in the TV dramas, you see it in your own life, you see it in your sleep cycles, you see it in your moon cycles, seasons, ocean, stock market, calculus, math, science, up and down, up and down, up and down. But it started out with a down. But it started out with a up because God had already, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He had already made up his mind before he created this what he was going to do. They're actually tied together, you know. But he came down. He knew man would sin. Adam and Eve played their roles. You're playing your role. You're playing your scroll. You're playing your script. Your script. Script's your. The script is your script. And you're playing it out. So the cross is being played out everywhere at all times. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, forever. So you got the negative and you got the positive. Now you can choose to walk in the negative and the dark and the, you can quantum connect with the negative, and that is the tendency of all humans to, that's the pull. It's the whole system is based on the human heart is pulling you down. The pain and the trouble and the drama and the chaos pulling you down. Because you don't want to go through that cross. You don't want to sacrifice. You don't want to give up the old Adam. It's tearing you apart. You don't want to die to the old Adam. The flesh doesn't want to die. It wants to get up out of the grave. It's the zombie part of you. It's the reptilian side. It wants the self-glory, the magnification. It wants to be seen. It wants to be top dog. It wants to be big man on campus. You hear what I'm saying? And so the cross is playing out in front of you at all times. Not only is it playing out in front of you, it's playing out in you. It's a part of you. You're a part of it. It's a part of you in Christ. Hid in Christ in God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the people who are not in Christ, they're still playing out the story, but they're trying to hurt people. They're trying to climb. They're trying to go against the universe, the universal truth that is a sacrificial system. And they're fighting against themselves because they're fighting against God's creation. Now, there's a way to quantum connect with the risen part and not quantum connect with the death part, because the part going down is the death. It's the spiral down. And there's a way to connect with the risen part to walk on water, to walk above the drama, walk above the junk, even your own stuff. You can choose to walk by faith or by sight. You might have a problem come up and you don't know how to get out of it. But God already made a way of escape before the foundation of the world. And so if he was a savior before the foundation of the world, he's a savior 2,000 years ago, he's a savior today. Because it's really the same day, to be honest with you. Everything's playing out in the cross right now. It's just a repeat of that same story, history, his cross ori, having to do with his cross, the T, the letter T represents the cross. History, his story. So your story is his story, and you can choose to follow him in a risen state of mind, or you can choose to follow in the fallen state and go spiral down and not take up your cross and not look at the inner and not take on his nature, but you can try to stay in your old reptilian nature, but the universe is fighting against you when you do that. So you can choose to walk in the lower part of the experience down here, or you can choose to live in the risen part. It's your choice. Once you're saved, it's your choice. Before you get saved, you don't have a choice. The devil owns you. The devil controls you. But once you go and you receive Christ into your heart by faith, then you have a choice. You don't have to follow the cube 666 die system. You're dying in the cube. You're going to die in the cube. Your body's going to die. But your soul don't have to die. You can live forever in the spirit, in Christ. But it's going to show up down here even. If you're, you know, there's such thing as carnal Christians. We all fall into it at times. But there's certain Christians, so-called, that claim to be Christian, but they're always in the negative part of the function or of the formula. They're in the negative part. They never rise above. How's that possible? Because the Holy Spirit in you is going to push you above. The Holy Spirit's pushing you higher, pushing you to, it's like a balloon. You put a balloon in a pool and you fill it full of air, the balloon rises to the top. But if you put a balloon that's deflated in the pool, the balloon's going to sink to the bottom. Why? Because there's no air in the balloon. So the Holy Spirit is your joint air. So the air in the body is the joint air with Christ, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to push you higher. He's pushing you higher. He's pushing you upward. And if you're not rising up, something wrong. If you just keep going down, 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 it's not God's fault. It's you. Something in you. Because God has the Holy Spirit to push you higher. And if you're not listening to that small, still voice, or God, sometimes he's screaming at you. Sometimes God is yelling at you. The universe is yelling at you. God is yelling. God's everywhere. He is the universe. He's everything. And so you're playing out that story. But if you're going down, it's not his fault. As a matter of fact, it's your fault for not running to him. Because he wants to, he doesn't want anybody to burn in hell. He desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. But you gotta admit that God has given you everything that you need that pertains to in this life, that pertains to life and godliness down here in his word, by his spirit, by his people, by the teachers, by the preachers, by the whoever. You can learn, and once you get grounded in certain things, eternal security, the rapture of the church, the millennium, the tribulation, the dispensation of law, dispensation of grace, the 7,000-year history, the compilation revealing Jesus and all things. Once you get some certain fundamentals, you can start to learn on your own. You don't need teachers after a while. If you're always going to learn from everybody, if you live that way, that you can learn from everybody, you'll stay young. But if you think you already have arrived and you can't learn from people, then you're deceived, you know. you learn from everybody. And so let's say somebody's teaching something that's contrary to the Word. The Holy Spirit will show you. But the Holy Spirit is the balloon that rises he's the air. The Holy Spirit is the air in that balloon that pushes the balloon up past the mediocre level of the system. You actually rise above the system and you float on water. You can walk on water, allegorically, I'm talking about, metaphorically or whatever. So the air in your body is the Holy Spirit that pushes you higher above the waves, above the drama, above the sin wave, the sine wave, above the system. But you're not going to rise up if you commune with devils and commune with doctrines of demons and doctrines. You're going to stay in the pool down at the bottom. You're going to be a bottom feeder, even though you claim to be saved. You're going to be acting like a bottom feeder because that's all you know. Because that's all you're thinking about. And that's the trick of the goats. The goats want you to play on their field. You can't play on their field because their field is nothing but death and darkness and lies and gaslighting and fake reality. You can't play on the field of the goats. And the goats can't play on your field because they don't have the Holy Spirit. There's a huge space there. They can't understand you, but you can understand them, but you can't be like them anymore. You're rising up. It's kind of like a cliff. There's a huge cliff there separating the two. You're on one side, they're on the other side. You can yell across the cliff, but you can't commune with them. You can try, but the Holy Spirit's going to push you away from them. You can't even stand to be around them after you see the game. And actually, they can't stand to be around you because the light is convicting them. You don't even have to say anything. You just walk in the room and they can't stand to be around you. Why? Because you're the light. They're the dark. Because think about it. You walk in the room and you turn the light on, they are destroyed. Because you turn the light on, the darkness has to go away. They're actually destroyed. If you stay in the light and you don't let them deceive you with their darkness, they're actually not even real. They're living in fake reality. They're in death. I was talking to somebody about 4 or 5 years ago, and she said, why is it when you quote a scripture that makes them dumbfounded? I said, I don't know. Let's think about that. And I think I just figured it out. Because you're turning the light on, and if you turn the light on, that shows they're dead. And their death, they have no response because they're dead. You turn the light on with scripture, and they're dead. They have nothing to say. They can't even say it. They get done. They actually go into a state of being dumbfounded. For real. It's the craziest thing. Because they're dead. But they want to pretend to be alive and get you to believe they're alive when they're not. They're dead. You know? They're just speaking on the world system program, the worldly wisdom. There's death. When you speak, this is why the Democrats are fighting against the Republicans so much. Because I'm not saying all the Republicans are doing right or saved. All of them are saved. But when you say, they don't want you to say abortion is murder because it's killing them. They're already dead, but they're going back in the grave. They think they're walking around alive, but every time you open your mouth with some truth, they realize they're dead. They don't want to know that. They don't want to think about that. You see what I'm saying? It's a trip. It's hard to even explain what I'm saying here. They're on the negative side. And so they're going down, the spiral down. And the more you shine the light on it, the faster they go down. You see, they have no excuse. That's why they hate you. They hate you without a cause. You don't even have to say anything. They just hate what you stand for. It's crazy.